Speaking of Cavs, Kevin Love making his debut tonight.
Finally.
After missing 50 games.
Watch some climb up.
Kevin Love's going to come back, win MVP.
Yeah, dude. He should have been an all-star.
Dude, I like Kevin Love. I swear to God. That contract is horrible. That team is horrible.
I mean, of course, he took that in a heartbeat. He's like, I'm washed up.
Hell yeah, like, dude. Secure the bag.
Fuck that.
Hey guys, welcome back. Episode 17 of HTHT, a semi-weekly NBA discussion show where we cover recent events, games, drama, and more, all while enjoying some recreational activities. I'm your host, Mike.
And I'm Andreezy.
Whoop.
Don't forget to follow us at Official HTHT on Instagram and Twitter. That's what I wanted to say. Why can't you just...
I'm sorry, bro. I thought I would say it. You always... I don't know.
So a lot's been going on in the sports universe. Wait, hold on.
All right, well, welcome to our episode 17, our JJ Redick edition of HTHT. Big news. A lot to discuss. We got a lot to get into because the NBA has drastically shifted within the last week because of the trade deadline. But real quick, before we get into the nitty-gritty... How are you?
I thought you were going to actually talk about JJ Redick.
No, I mean, he's cool. He's a three-point shooter. He has a podcast. You guys should listen to JJ Redick's podcast if you ever, ever have some free time.
He's not even... You know what? That's not even... Because I think he's a mid-ranger, you know? Really good free throw. He's a good player. I like him. Yeah. He's playing like the best he has ever been in his career.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Got that back.
Whatever. A lot's been going on. We meant to actually record a little bit earlier this week, but we decided to wait until the deadline to give you even more news. Super Bowl just passed. It was terrible.
Yeah,
and the Patriots won again.
Super, super boring. I was working, but it was pretty much dead at my in my area, and I saw the whole thing pretty much. And
3 points in the first half.
Deadlocked at 3-3. Brady wins another one. He's the GOAT, right?
Yeah.
He's a GOAT quarterback.
And he could keep playing. And I was actually talking, because I bartend, and I was talking to a customer that knows, you know, his football. I'm not a great, like, crazy football fan, but it's like he was saying that this guy is 41 and he barely gets hit. So why not? You know, and he's like six rings in the most. He has more rings than any other franchise football team. So, like.
They're like.
Why not?
They're kind of like. The Lakers or the Warriors, the current Warriors,
yeah,
I guess, like,
yeah,
historically, like, the Lakers or the Celtics who have the most championships, but...
like, we've been witnessing history throughout our lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, I've been watching this guy play since I was, like, in middle school.
Yeah, and for some reason, Miami, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami metropolitan area, whatever you want, South Florida, hates the Patriots.
Yeah.
Fuck Brady, fuck Boston sports, fuck all that good shit, but hey man, he keeps winning, so I guess congrats to him.
I mean, they're playing terrible, both teams, but he still managed to win, so props to you, Brady.
Yeah.
Continue your legacy until you're like 50, bro. Damn.
But yeah, so we'll get into some trade deadline news, because this was pretty much what has had a vice grip around all the NBA reporters. A lot of big names, so many trades. I didn't think there would be this many. I think the final number was something like 24 or 26 trades happened.
I thought there were going to be more big names, but...
But still very notable people.
Yeah, no, definitely people that can change a dynamic of a team, you know? My top being Tobias Harris and Boban to the 76ers. Tobias Harris now in the starting lineup, and this guy, he's dropped 30 in previous games. He dropped 31 against the Heat, 30 against the Kings. Consistent.
He was in the running for most improved. He could have been an all-star, averaging 21, 7, and and I forget how many assists, but on 45% shooting, something like 39 from three, like really freaking good numbers, dude. Really good shooting splits, and he the way he's drastically improved his game year to year is pretty astounding. And he's only 26.
Yeah,
he's still technically not even in his prime. So the Sixers, I think they did a real good job picking him up.
Yeah, and I'm reading here that he dropped 30 against Atlanta, 34 against Charlotte, 31 against us, 29 against Chicago. I mean, some, not that great teams, but to drop that many points and get 5+ rebounds a game, you know, and just adding that to the 76ers already established, pretty good starting squad. I'm excited for the Sixers. I hope they can actually... They trusted the process already. Embiid is having the best season of his career.
Yeah, he really is.
Ben Simmons, he's developing his shot, but he's still great with the ball. I mean, he can cut down on his turnovers, but he's averaging above 10 assists a game, basically a double-double.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then Jimmy Butler, he's rough around the edges lately, in my opinion, but he's clutch.
I think the biggest acquisition of this trade is the certainty that even if Jimmy Butler leaves, you'll still be good.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, not that they play the same role, and Jimmy Butler's a much better defender, in my opinion, but I feel like Butler is... I don't know. He's kind of a diva now. He kind of has that, like, bad stigma around him, and... I'm not completely convinced he'll resign there. He's like, when asked about it, he was like, "Oh, like I don't even know what I'm gonna eat for breakfast. You think I know what team I'm gonna play?" Like that those kind of responses always like rub me the wrong way. So
no, definitely.
So I would put my money on Jimmy Butler leaving or getting traded, and then kind of Tobias Harris kind of getting a more
rhythm with the team,
more rhythm, a heavier load to carry.
When Jimmy Butler joined the 76ers, everyone was like, okay, this is it. Like, this is going to be the East team.
Yeah. And they kind of struggled.
Yeah, they've been struggling, and they've been still depending on those last-minute shots, last-second shots. But Jimmy Butler just hasn't caught his groove with them, I think, and he just kind of doesn't fit in. You know what I mean?
A little bit.
Approached his coach about his role, and I don't know. I think he's find it difficult coming into a team where they don't give him a higher role than he has been before, with the Bulls, with the Wolves. He was that guy. He was always bringing it down. He had the ball in his hands most of the time. Now that you have Ben Simmons, Redick, you have Embiid, you have Tobias Harris, you have all those different options, he's not going to get that many touches.
Yeah, but this new starting four, if they could somehow get it to work out, they only have 28 games left in the season before the playoffs, and that's when the real adversity comes in, That's when the real challenge is.
It's only regular season.
Yeah, this is regular season. They have some time to gel, but if somehow they can get these four, like, big threes are very common, but you don't really see big fours aside from the Warriors, and that's because there's, like, three of the best shooters and Draymond, who's, like, a good defender, and he doesn't mind scoring like 5 or 6 points a game.
This team has two all-stars, but a lot of good role players.
Yeah.
Like, even their now Boban being added to their bench, that's a great centerpiece to have to come off the bench when Joel Embiid wants to rest. And we're watching just like the first half, and they honestly look pretty well.
Yeah,
I saw Tobias Harris. He wasn't shy. He was shooting threes already. Driving to the basket, he's a very offensive awareness guy. He's all over the arc and paint, to be honest with you. I'm excited to see what happens
for sure
for the 76ers.
For sure. Moving on. My biggest acquisition is Nikola Mirotic to the Bucks.
Oh yeah.
He got traded there for, it was, I think, a three-team deal involving Thon Maker.
There's so many jokes about Thon Maker.
Thon Maker, the ankle taker.
A lot of memes about him.
What was it? Okay, so it was Mirotić to the Bucks in exchange for Stanley Johnson, Jason Smith,
and 4 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah.
He weighed a lot.
Yeah. I mean, 2 of those seconds won't be that good. Coming from the Bucks own second and I think like the Rockets or something, but then the other 2 seconds coming from Washington, those could be in decent position. You never know. No. Like a lot of people go in the second round that turn out to be good, like Josh Richardson, for example.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like off the top of my head, I can't think of
Draymond
someone.
Green, the last pick.
No. He was like, no, that was Isaiah Thomas.
Was it Isaiah Thomas? I think it was Draymond Green. Was that like, I was like 30. Oh, I remember all their.
Yeah,
names.
He's like 30 or 60, something like. I don't know. 64th pick or some shit.
Some ridiculous thing. Like that.
But basically, yeah, Mirotić on the Bucks, he'll slot right into their offensive system that they have now. A stretch four, like that's such a valuable piece. And on top of that, he's not a bad defender. He could give you some decent clutch rebounds on the defensive end. And he's a sniper in the postseason, man. He does not play.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly what the Bucks need.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to see Mirotić do some damage with the Bucks. I think the Bucks are like really in prime position.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Bucks, all they're missing is, I feel like, another big name or a stronger bench.
A little bit.
But their offensive, they're scoring like 120 points a game.
No, it's ridiculous. The other day scored almost 150.
Yeah. Giannis with like 37 or something like that.
I think it was even higher. I think it was like 40.
Yeah, something like that. So he will put a lot of more points. You know, they're just going to be more they're going to be one of the top teams offensively. They have the Rockets ahead of them. I think the Raptors, too. I think they're fourth now in the league.
But they're one of the only teams that are top 10 in offense and defense. There's only 4 teams in the league that are top 10 in offense and defense. It's like the Raptors, Bucks, Warriors, and... No, I don't think... I don't even think it is. No.
It's the Rockets, too. Yeah, because the Rockets are up there, too, in defensive.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe that.
And Harden is...
And the Sixers. And the Sixers are up there, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, great piece for the Bucks. They're already first seed, so let's see what they got now.
Yeah. And then the next, I think, biggest trade was Gasol.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about...
No, we will. We will.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Because this is, I think, more more prominent, like more directly.
Yeah. I mean, they've been talking about moving Mike Conley and Gasol for a while.
Yeah, they
for
have.
A while.
And talks were Gasol going to Charlotte. That would have been pretty good. That would have been good for Charlotte, you know. And
yeah,
they can make a postseason push.
They usually clinch the 8th seed.
Yeah, but... They're in the same position as us, you know. They're capped out in like NBA purgatory. Too good to tank, too bad to win.
Yeah,
it's a little sad, but I feel for my bros in Charlotte. I love the Charlotte uniforms.
I like them. They're nice.
And
that teal with
purple. Yeah, I dig that shit, dude. Yeah. And
shout out to Kemba Walker making the All Star.
Yeah, yeah. Team.
He's a starting five too.
In his hometown, it's gonna be Charlotte. 2019 All-Star Game. I'm excited to see like how the court looks and how the uniforms look.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Oh, okay, but Marcus Gasol to the Raptors.
So Marcus Gasol to the Raptors for CJ Miles, Delonte Wright, Jonas Valanciunas.
That's actually really exciting. These top 3 teams in the East,
dude,
added great pieces.
All the top 4 except for Boston.
Yeah.
So pretty much the top 3. I think Boston is now 4th because all these Eastern teams kind of made moves to really improve themselves, and I think they're all going to work out really well. Boston kind of stayed the same, so by like the order of the standings, they're going to be a little below them in like tiers. But
so you think Boston will move down?
I think they're up, like the 4th best team instead of the 2nd or the 3rd. Basically, the top of the East looks scary right now.
Yeah.
It really does, dude. And I'm really excited because it's not just a matter of, like,
superstars just, like, straight carrying.
I love how this season has played out because the East is up in the air. The West is kind of up in the air right now.
The Warriors are still winning.
The Warriors are still winning, but they're not going to get... I don't think... No, it'll they'll make like, a second. No, they'll make a third seed, maybe. No, they'll probably make it second.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been competitive over there, too.
No,
so
for sure.
All these teams trying to get into that eighth seed, seventh seed.
It's something new. And LeBron said it himself. He's like, oh, now they don't have to go through me. So they all think, like, you LeBron cocky motherfucker. Shit. Of course, you're right.
It's true because the Cavs were in it for like 4 years in a row.
LeBron dominated the East for a decade, dude.
No, yeah, for a decade. With the Cavs, with the Heat, with the Cavs again. Jesus Christ.
So, it's about time we got some new blood, some new teams fighting for the top spot.
Yeah. I don't think LeBron could do it again. Like, if he had the Cavs again as he did last year, with the East now, that would have been ugly.
Eesh, that Cavs team looks ugly, bro.
They just made it to their 10th win.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
So bad.
Speaking of Cavs, Kevin Love making his debut tonight.
Finally.
After missing 50 games.
Watch them climb up.
Kevin Love's going to come back, win MVP.
Yeah, dude. He should have been an all-star.
Dude, I like Kevin Love. I swear to God. That contract is horrible. That team is horrible.
I mean, of course, he took that in a heartbeat. He's like, I'm washed up.
Hell yeah, dude. Secure the bag.
Fuck that. Marc Gasol's going to be a great addition to the Raptors.
He'll
stretch. They already got that length. He's great in the post. Like, he can great defend the rim.
He can
get the rebound. He's lengthy. He's a little old.
Exactly. He's 34. He has a big contract. But I think even with that, like, even with the production he'll give you, it'll be worth it just because of, I mean, he's a former Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Like you said, he's a great post player and more importantly, a really good post defender. Yep. So when it comes to Embiid and Horford, those two centers often give the Raptors problems. Before this trade happened, the Raptors were playing the Sixers and Embiid had like 35, 12 rebounds, assists. Yeah. Like, he was going off on Horford, dude. Those people, they're not... They're technically undersized. Ibaka and Horford, yeah, they can't stop Embiid, and I think Gasol has the tools to really clutch that out. And also, Ibaka's often in foul trouble.
Yeah,
it's gonna be interesting to see who starts.
It's a nice little secret weapon.
Yeah,
just like how I agree with Boban and the 76ers, Gasol is going to fit right in.
Exactly, yeah.
He might not have as many minutes. He might have, like, you know, 18 to 20 minutes a game. Not even. Maybe 15 to 18 to start off with. But I think he'll make his mark in the Raptors. And it's good to see him
make
a difference.
He'll make his mark, Gasol, on the Raptors.
Did I call a break now or later? Anyway, I just think he'll fit right in. I like him in a different uniform
for sure. It's sad to see the bromance between him and Mike Conley, you know, it come to an end. Grit and grind.
Mike Conley didn't go anywhere, right?
No, he was in talks to go to Utah.
Oh yeah,
that didn't go
for,
through though.
Ricky Rubio.
Yeah, but I just want to see who's gonna be starting the games, because you know Ibaka has been really, really like prospering in the starting center role. Because technically he's an undersized five. He's more of a power forward,
mm-hmm.
and he started his career at power forward. So
they might put Marc Gasol to, you know, start.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll do a 4-5 with Ibaka and Gasol, or they start with Ibaka and end with Gasol. So we'll see how it works out. Nick Nurse has some like lineup.
He should make his
challenges
tomorrow.
What was that?
He should be making his debut tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. I think he had like a medical today. Something like that. But yeah, those were basically the top, like, I guess the big names aside from one certain unicorn.
So this guy was actually traded way before the deadline.
Yeah, this was like, I think the first big name to come on the market. The trade went down in under an hour. There's barely no reports on it, and out of nowhere we got the news.
One day to another, like he literally said, I want to be traded, and then the next day he was traded.
So Kristaps Porzingis to the Mavs, yep. Gonna pair up with Luka Doncic, the European duo, man.
Yeah, and that looks exciting. I mean, he hasn't played a game
in almost, it's gonna be 2 years pretty soon. Yeah, I think. Something like that.
This guy has been injured for so long.
So yeah, he had an ACL tear, and it's especially concerning. Being a big guy with an ACL tear is already, like, yeah. concerning, but he's 7'3". Mm-hmm. He's so fucking tall. Like, that could be devastating to his production. But he says he feels good. He's probably not going to see the court for the rest of this year. We'll see next season. That's finally, we'll see them play together.
Yeah,
but,
that's crazy. And there's a lot of hype going around with this one because Porzingis was putting up all-star numbers.
Yeah.
And Luka is putting up all-star numbers, yeah. honestly.
Yeah.
He feel like he got snubbed, you know, and I don't blame him.
I don't blame him. Basically the best rookie since LeBron.
Yeah. And he's putting up LeBron numbers, too.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited to see them play.
Me too, that's man. For sure. I'm gonna start repping the Mavs.
No,
I'm
you better not.
I'm sure.
That's like a Heat rivalry for sure, especially in our lifetime.
Anthony's probably like, super happy.
Yeah, because he's a big Dirk fan.
Yeah. So it's cool that both Luka and Kristaps can kind of, like, obviously Dirk is a mentor to all European players almost. But it's kind of like passing on the torch.
No, you know? Definitely.
So it's
the Dallas loves
it's just
Euro
so appropriate.
Players.
Yeah, it's just so appropriate, and Dallas is having this European renaissance. But so it was Kristaps and Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yes,
Tim and Hardaway. Courtney Lee for Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, Wesley Matthews, and some picks.
Yeah, and
a lot of people were saying the Mavs got fleeced. The Knicks got fleeced. I don't agree with that.
I think the Knicks actually did a pretty good, decent deal.
They got a center.
Dennis Smith Jr.
They got
is
a pretty
great.
I think people gave up on Dennis Smith like really fast.
No, dude. Like I think he put up his trade value a lot, and DeAndre Jordan is pre All-Star center, you know, 1 year, but he played really well in the Clippers, and I think he was doing pretty well with the Mavs as well.
He was doing decent.
Yeah.
Mavs fans had problems with him, but he was still putting up numbers.
Exactly. And he has been having a historic free throw percentage.
Who you got?
Career high.
Who you got?
Who you got? Who you got? Even in the new team. Like, he's like, what's your name? Who you got?
Dude, that's such a weird routine. It's so bizarre to watch. And
it works. He's like 70% right now.
It's
up from 37 last season. So, dude, keep asking.
But, this puts the Knicks in prime position because now they have picks. They potentially have the number one pick coming in this draft, Zion Williamson. They have cap room. So, yeah. A lot of people are saying KD, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving to New York. Or I've also seen AD and Kyrie. Or Kawhi and Kyrie.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are saying Kyrie to New York. then all of out of nowhere, the Knicks
Seeing Kyrie in New York or in the Lakers?
I'd rather see him in New York. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, if New York can sign two All-Stars,
they have the money.
Yeah, they'll be a great contender next year for the East.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, this team who's one of the three worst teams in the East / the league.
Yeah. I mean, look at how the Bucks did it. Look how the Sixers did it, too. Trust the process.
Mm.
You know?
True that.
But I'm excited about all this trade drama, too, man.
Yeah.
KD was asked about New York, and he was like, what the fuck? I haven't talked about New York. Or I haven't talked to New York.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is going on? And he was, like, saying, like, how much he hates the media. I mean, Kyrie, too. LeBron, too.
Yeah. Kyrie asked me July 1st if I'm re-signing.
Yeah, dude. What do you think about... I mean, this was said. I don't know if this is true, but the Pelicans reportedly leaked the trade negotiation with the Lakers just to dismantle them. Have you heard about that?
that's quite the conspiracy.
Yeah. That's slick because, dude, these trade rumors actually get to the players. No, and they're like, what the hell? Like, I've tried so hard for this organization. Fuck this.
And we saw that in directly after the trade was announced, the Lakers lost by 42 against the Pacers.
Yeah.
A Victor Oladipo-less Pacers.
LeBron's the Pacers biggest loss in his career.
Yeah, I mean, the Pacers are still a good team, but to hand LeBron, yeah, like you said, the biggest loss of his career.
Yeah.
And pretty much all of the players had a very subpar game, and it was a little alarming. It looked like maybe it kind of worked, because if it does work, if it rattles the players and they do bad, then maybe the Lakers miss the playoffs and maybe it causes more tension, so they'll throw in more pieces to get traded. You never know.
Yeah.
Shit's tricky like that. But, winning solves everything. And the Lakers had a huge win last night against Boston.
They did.
Their longtime rival.
Let's leave that.
For later?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good ass game. I
actually wanted to keep going with the whole AD thing.
Oh, go ahead. Go on.
Because there was so much talk about AD being traded. A bunch of people calling them up, the Pelicans talking to different organizations.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say probably the biggest news of the trade deadline was that AD didn't move.
Yeah, and he's forced to keep playing with the Pelicans, so he is going to be back into that starting lineup as soon as next week, you know, because he's good to go.
Yeah.
He is waived to be healthy, or he is not waived to be healthy,
and,
waived healthy.
Yeah, he said he himself wants to keep playing. It's just super awkward because several reasons. One, the Pelicans took him out of the intro video.
Yes.
That's so awkward. God damn, that's
that's awkward.
Two, he is not exactly an Iron Man. He's had several injuries in the past. If he plays the rest of these 28, 30 games and he gets hurt, potentially hurt again, and it hurts his trade value, that sucks for the organization.
Yeah.
Because it's not like they're playing for the playoffs anymore.
No, they're,
so,
they're done.
Yeah,
they're out of there.
They're
11th right now, maybe 10th.
Drew
Holiday's been playing great, by the way.
I'm surprised he didn't get moved.
Nah.
And also Randall.
Yeah, both of them playing great.
But so that's another factor to consider. And then three, if I were the coaching staff, I would be like, okay, you want to get traded, this and that. All right, we're going to sit you. You're not going to play the rest of the games. But no. Now apparently the league is threatening them with loss of picks.
Yeah.
If they don't play Anthony Davis, because, you know, first and foremost, this is entertainment and the league wants their star players to play. Even if you're not a star player, they'll fine you if you sit your players unnecessarily.
What, you're going to play the All-Star game and then not play the rest of the season?
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's ridiculous.
So, it's a little sucky for the Pelicans, but
that's why I feel like these trade negotiations, they're kind of ruining the league, because now everyone knows. I mean, especially because of social media, everyone knows who is getting or who's potentially being bargained with.
Yeah,
you know?
that sucks, because all the players, especially the young ones, are constantly on social media. You know,
a lot of drama, especially with like Lonzo and LeVar.
Yeah,
LeVar opening his mouth again.
Yeah, just two episodes ago or last episode when I said we haven't heard anything from LeVar.
Yeah, exactly.
After this trade deadline, we have not heard him stop talking.
He reportedly said, Lonzo's better than LeBron.
Lonzo's better than LeBron. Lonzo ain't going to play in New Orleans. If he gets traded there, he's going to go somewhere else. And
he wants to go to Phoenix.
Yeah. And I'm going to speak it into existence.
Ridiculous.
Here we go again.
Stupid.
I mean, I guess, like, kudos to him that he held his tongue for so long.
Yeah, no, definitely. But, the AD rumors are done.
Yeah.
And now it's back to reality.
Did you see that thing where, jumping back to the social media thing, players on social media, that Kyle Kuzma, like, was tweeted something during halftime?
When?
It was like a month back or something. And Yeah, and like the buzzer sounded, they all went to the locker room, and apparently he tweeted something like at BR Kicks or some shit, and all the mentions were like, "Bro, aren't you playing a game right now? Like, get off your fucking phone." And that's like, players do that. They'll that's go in halftime, they'll look at their stats, they'll read what people are saying about them real time. That shit takes some mental effect on you.
No, I don't blame them, honestly. I don't blame them, but, like, they're also really young. They're, like, 19, 20, yeah, 21.
So impressionable. Care so much about what people think. Like, this is such a, like, even regardless of your professional making millions, it's you still have got feelings, you know? You're still a person, too. So.
I mean, look at KD, bro. That's, like, the most butthurt on social media, bullying fucking 15-year-olds. Like, Jesus, dude.
Right.
But yeah, we'll wrap it up for now. Send it into halftime.
Yeah, so we got a lot more coming to you after the break. Stay tuned.
We're gonna go around the league. Stay tuned.
Shorty, I know you ain't driving without no papers.
I got papers, blunts, bongs, all the ingredients to make a high nigga pie.
George.
We need that technology. So we're back. What's up? We talked a lot about trades.
But now we're bringing you the heat.
No. Okay, fine. Fuck it.
What were you gonna do?
No, that's good. I like it.
All right.
You know, I like our heat talk, heat check.
Mm-hmm. Bring you that fire, dog.
So another trade that happened, actually, we didn't even mention this.
Yeah, because this was one of the lesser trades. There was a lot of, like, I guess you would say second tier trades. You know, like the Greg Monroes of the league, and you know, the freaking Shumperts of the league, things like that.
Oh yeah, he got
to the Rockets. Yeah, a lot of players' moves, but just the ones we covered where I felt the most notable. But we had some of our very own Push Fat 305, Tyler Johnson, and Wayne Ellington.
Three-point contender. I'm kind of sad that Ellington left.
Me too. We kind of let him go for nothing, I think. Like, yeah, I feel like
we could have Tyler Johnson, and Tyler Johnson has, you know, a hefty contract, and what the Heat were trying to do was basically open up cap space and save some money.
It makes me wonder if there's, like, some... Obviously, like, we know Ellington's a great shooter and a bad defender. But it makes me wonder if league executives know something about him we don't, that didn't want to either pay him in the offseason or trade for him now. Because I feel like we re-signed him for $6
million, yeah,
which is nothing. In today's league, that's not really much. And then I feel like we could have gotten a second, at least a decent second round pick out of him. Maybe even, like, you know, fleece a team for a first somehow. Like,
I don't know. Maybe he wanted to go too.
Yeah, he was pretty unhappy, reportedly. But and then Tyler Johnson expiring, but. Big contract. We got traded them for Ryan Anderson, who's also on a big contract and also expiring. The way the math works, this puts us about $4 to $5 million
under
where we used to be.
Yeah.
So now,
I know, actually we're still over.
Yeah, we're still over by like $1 million. It's like such an insignificant amount. We're still over, but we're just barely. So I thought they were clearing this to kind of make some room and do another move. Like, it felt like this was step one of a big trade, and then Pat Riley was going to pull the trigger, and everyone was going to be like, "Whoa!" But
I feel like he doesn't
have that magic like he used to.
Yeah, not the magic. It's just that we don't have the pieces.
Yeah, we really don't, or the flexibility.
And Tyler Johnson, he played well for us, and he saved a lot of games for us. No, honestly. Yeah, like, he was a pretty good piece, and I'm sad to see him go.
Even just recently, when we beat the Rockets before James Harden started his 30-point streak. Tyler Johnson had a really clutch block on a James Harden drive and layup.
Yeah.
Pinned it against the backboard, and then on the other end hit a three right in his fucking face.
Yep.
And that helped us win the game. That was such a good game.
You're not starting your streak here.
Yeah, dog.
You're not starting it here.
And even in his Instagram at name, it's like pushfat305. He's got to change that. Bro. Unless he reps 305 like till I die type shit. But
nah, bro. He was a Miami Heater.
No,
let's retire his jersey.
A lot of people didn't like him because he had that massive contract, but it was just the way it was structured. If you evened it out over 4 years, it would have been like 12 or 13 a year, which is totally understandable for a person of his like production.
Yeah,
and
we just had a bunch of shitty contracts.
That Brooklyn contract really fucked us.
Yeah.
Another thing I'll never forgive Brooklyn for is that poison pill contract. God damn it, Brooklyn! Stop fucking us over. I'm trying to like you guys.
But Ryan Anderson, I think he hasn't been consistent in the past like three or four seasons. Yeah. But when he was shooting 40% around the field. He's an 85% free throw shooter. He can shoot threes. He's like 37% over his career. He could, you know, he could help us out.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have a vet, you know, like he's been.
That's true.
He's been.
Do you know how old he is? I feel like he's a little
36?
Old. He's 30.
Something like
no,
that.
No, he's not.
Heat check. Fact check.
But, yeah, I mean, I hope. He's certainly a regular season player. We saw that last, or.
What, he's 30.
Just 30?
He just looks like
a. He looks a little old. Yeah, you can see it in his face.
Yeah.
But the Rockets couldn't really make good use of him, and he got dealt. So, obviously, we're not the Rockets, but if a shooting team can't make excellent use out of him, what good can we? Almost like this trade does leave me a little confused. But all confusion aside, I'm happy for Tyler Johnson
joining the Suns.
Joining the Suns, he'll probably get a lot of minutes, a lot of looks.
Yeah.
Along with Devin Booker and. Feeding Ayton down low, so yeah. I want to. They're playing against the Warriors. I right now actually, I want to see if he's playing.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I wish him the best.
Yeah, for sure.
Ellington might be moving somewhere.
Yeah, Ellington was in just a few hours ago. Woj tweeted that he was in talks to go to Detroit. I also like that move. You know, Detroit desperately needs some shooting.
Yeah,
and. Ellington desperately needs minutes, so definitely. kind of works out for both of them.
Both of these teams, I mean, both of these players need minutes, and I think they will.
Yeah, that was the thing. We just had so many guards on our roster.
Yeah, dude,
and so like
small ball.
Yeah, so this has been a constant thing. You know, they're both eating into Wade's like farewell tour minutes.
Yeah,
like not allowing Richardson to get the looks that he needs. Although Johnson was one of our most consistent players, ironically enough, within the last few months, and in general this season.
Yeah, when he came back from injury, he was averaging, I think, like 12 points a game.
12 or 13, yeah.
Yeah.
Decent percentages, like decent shooting splits.
Yeah, and then this just opens up some space for us for next season. Maybe we'll make a trade. I really hope we can get rid of a contract or two, but... It doesn't look too great because the trade value on our high contracts suck ass.
Yep.
Suck ass. I mean, we can trade Whiteside.
No, I don't think we can move Whiteside. I feel like we could move Olynyk. Olynyk is a movable piece, I think. Like, he has a big contract also, but he's been getting DNPs lately. And this is just, I'm sad to see Maple Dick, like, flop on the floor like this.
No, he is terrible on the post, and he is just resorting to the three-point line.
Oh, my God. Like, there...
He sometimes saves our ass, but I'm like, man, we already have so many guards and shooters. Like,
yeah, there's literally times, like, everything's flowing so well, and then he'll, like, travel or fumble a pass down low in the post, and I'm just like, I just audibly sigh.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is... Spo, pull Kelly out.
Literally, like, I was actually watching him against the Thunder because I went to that game, and he is just like all over the place. Very clumsy.
Very clumsy. Very fucking clumsy. So, like, uncoordinated.
Last season, I liked him. Last season, he was playing a fucking big man.
Yeah.
And he could spot up and shoot, but, like, just to resort. Then, like, I just see him come down. The offensive, like, display is a Linux, like, in a corner. Like, three-point line. He's just waiting for the ball.
Yeah,
and
man.
I was like, dude, get in there. Like,
do something. You're a big body. Like,
we're lacking a big man because Whiteside is basically a bitch. Like, and, oh, my God.
And in the offseason, coming into this year, I was especially excited because they were doing the FIBA World Championship thing. And he was playing for, like, a Canadian national team, and he was balling out. Like, there was one game where I forgot what country they were playing against, but he had, like, a lot of three. He looked like fucking Curry out there, the way he was splashing threes. And I'm like, he could do this? Like, let's go. And he looked in good conditioning. He looked a little skinnier. I don't know. Something's wrong with him.
Yeah.
This season. But
I don't know.
Yeah, going back, I'll miss you, Meth Curry. I'm so glad he got his fucking tooth fixed. I hated that look where he knocked his tooth out.
Yeah.
And he just, like, went with it.
Yeah.
He was kind of, like, you know, making a statement, but also I was like, stop.
Ew. Close your mouth.
Maybe you could try to talk without opening your mouth. See
if that works. Other Heat news other than fucking that.
Yeah.
But Chris Bosh retiring his jersey.
Oh.
March what, 16th? 26.
March 26th against Orlando.
Yeah.
That means probably so much to Bosh, you know.
Definitely.
And he means so much to the Heat organization and franchise, and you know, without him, one of the most iconic rebounds of all time.
We wouldn't have had a ring without
him. We wouldn't have gotten that ring. We wouldn't. Rebound, Bosh. Back to Allen. In the corner. His three's up. It's good. Bang. Bang.
That was so crazy. But, yeah, definitely deserves it. Love the guy. Wish he could have played with us more. Sorry you got blood clots.
Dude, we would have been so good with him. We got the Raptors to Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Without him, when he was supposed to be our centerpiece.
Yeah.
Side note, do you know he's getting paid more than Anthony Davis this year?
How?
Because technically, we're still paying him, but because it was like a medical thing that he had to medically retire, it doesn't count towards our cap. But he's getting paid $27 million because it would be, this year would be the final year of his contract extension. He signed a $104 million contract extension.
That's ridiculous.
And he would have been getting 27. Anthony Davis is making $25 million this year.
That's ridiculous.
And he's not even playing, dog.
I see him on the court side sometimes.
Yeah, it's so cool to see him there. And there's reportedly rumors that he'll take a Juwan Howard, Alonzo Mourning type role. I would say more of a Alonzo Mourning type role in the Heat. Organization. So that'd he'll be awesome. With the coaching staff. And
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. <Just kidding. laughs>
More Heat news. Wade shows up with some Wade history shirt.
The Dwayne Wade Bleacher Report collaboration, the farewell tour collab. That shit is fueg.
I will buy that shirt.
I might cop. I think I want the pink crew neck and the black hat. That's pretty fresh. It's pretty fresh, not gonna lie.
And they're also selling Bosh jerseys, which is pretty cool. I want to mention that.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah. Miami Vice Bosh jerseys. That's what I'm saying.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. That's a come up.
That's all.
That's definitely a come up.
We can't say it's a drip because it's heat, but like a glob of lava. I don't know. What's the equivalent?
A glob of lava. It's too hot. It's too fucking hot.
But yeah, merch is fire. Check it out. You can find it online. We're not sponsored by them, but you know, we could
like
be.
To. Yeah,
like to. You know, like I wouldn't say no. So hit us up, Bleacher Report.
We'd like to be. And let's go around the league, man.
Yeah, I feel like we've been stuck. Yeah, because you because before we left, you were like, let's go around the league, and I totally forgot. Damn, I fucked that up. My bad.
It's all good. I mean, we went around the league starting with the Heat.
Yeah.
Around the league.
Around the league.
Lakers win it against Boston post-trade line allegations and rumors. Rondo hits it with like 0.9 of a second.
Under 2 seconds for sure.
Yeah. Ingram goes in for the drive, misses it. Oh, no, gets blocked by Horford. And misses the rebound, bounces to Rondo, shoots it, makes it. They all go crazy. Life into the Lakers because they needed it, dude.
Yeah, winning solves everything, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It's very reminiscent almost of last season, LeBron and the Cavs, and like, when he hit that game winner against, I forget, it feels like Minnesota or something like that. And everyone's going crazy. And, like, everyone's, like, crowding LeBron, and he doesn't even, like, look at Isaiah Thomas. And then Isaiah Thomas was traded, like, 2 weeks later. or not even, like, 2 days later. But
he got a triple-double that game, 27 points.
Yeah, LeBron had a big performance. He had a really crucial corner three to bring it within, I think, one. And just in general, the end of that game was wacky.
It was crazy.
Back and forth. The Lakers were hitting some impossible shots. They shot, like, I think it was 57% from three that game. But their free throw percentage was horrible. There was, like, in 35 or 34% at one point. They were 4 of 15 from the free throw line. So it was rough, but they somehow pulled it out in the end. All the cards fell in their favor. Horford missed the rebound by a fraction of an inch because it bounced off the backboard. Like, he couldn't see it, I guess, at the angle he was at. Then Tatum missed it. Then Chandler bats it out. Even the play beforehand when LeBron tried to bounce it off their foot, and he missed. I thought that was a definite turnover, and that sealed their fate. And somehow Rondo comes up with it and throws it to LeBron in the corner. So,
and LeBron drains that shit.
Drained it. So that game was pretty insane. Even in the beginning, Lakers were down big, and they slowly made it, clawed their way into it. It was really impressive, not gonna lie. Like, I was really really surprised by them. Pleasantly surprised.
Pleasantly.
Yeah. Lakers also made a move. We didn't mention that. They traded Zubac.
Oh yeah.
For Zubac and Beasley. Beasley's gonna be waived. For Mike Muscala. That trade made absolutely zero sense to me.
I mean, I guess they just wanted Michael. There's actually some, like, rumors going around that Luke Walton really didn't like him.
Yeah.
So,
but maybe why not just waive him yourself?
True.
Why do you have to pair him up with an interesting young center, you know?
No, yeah.
Whose PER is really good. And all those advanced metrics, they obviously, like, they kind of favor big men because by their nature, big men are, like, technically more efficient. But, like, 67%, like, true shooting.
He's doing good. He's actually decent in the free throw line, too. But, yeah, dumb move by the Lakers. I don't know what the Lakers are going to do. They just have to hope for all this free agency stuff to fall in their favor. Because right now, they are not looking like a destination that most NBA players want to go to. They look dismantled. They look like a mess. They're inefficient. LeBron is their only, like, savior.
Yep, it really happened. You know, the drama. You know what the I mean? Drama followed LeBron.
Yeah.
So, on top of it being the Lakers already being such a scrutinized and prestigious organization in the league, you add LeBron into the mix, and of course, it's a soap opera waiting to happen, you know, and we're all just eating it up. I mean, I guess you could say that's like the nature of this show, right? We're just eating it up, you know?
We're just soaking it in.
Yeah. I wouldn't say we're the media, but we're kind of the media. Not like official, but, you know.
We
not gonna brag or anything.
We talk about the stories that we're story of a story.
A story of a story.
Yeah, because the media gets it for us, and then we get it from the media, and then we feed it to you guys. It's all a fucking endless cycle, just like global warming.
But how can you explain how can you explain global warming if it's cold outside?
Maybe we need it. Trump just tweeted that it's super, like, you know, temperatures are dropping around the U.S. And Trump is like, we need more global warming. And I'm just like, this idiot, dude. Like, this idiot. Yeah, I saw this guy's shirt at, like, I think, like, Subway or something like that. And his name, is, I mean, not his name. He had a shirt that said, anyone... Fuck, what was it? I forgot, but it was like, anyone, like, intelligent, 2020. Like, anyone.
Anyone who's not a dumbass.
Yeah, basically. We can cut that.
Sure thing, bro.
What else? Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about Kyrie?
Oh, yeah. Another thing, I kind of touched on it earlier around the league. Kyrie saying he doesn't know if he's technically unsure if he's re-signing in Boston. He said, I don't owe anybody shit, and ask me July 1st.
Do you think he just said that because the media keeps chasing his ass, or does he mean that? Because earlier this season he said, if they want me, I'll stay.
Yeah, it very much seemed like a marriage, you know. Kyrie found his team. Mm-hmm. He was tired of playing second fiddle to LeBron. He found his team. Now he's the man. He carried them almost to a championship. And he's like, all right, this is it. I found it. But now it's more like a engagement instead of a marriage. That
where did it all start?
Yeah, and now you're getting cold feet before the big day. You're second guessing yourself.
Yeah. I think it all started with him realizing, you know, the young players he plays with, I guess. Saying that they're a little bit needy and selfish with the ball going down, you know, the stretch. But I just wonder what this means for Boston, because they're lined up to get AD in the summer. Because supposedly Jason Tatum has way more trade value than Ingram.
Yeah. I mean, all the advanced metrics point to Tatum being
definitely
a far superior player than either Ball or Ingram.
And if you throw
Ingram,
in Rozier in there, or
it can make
Jaylen Brown, Morris Sr.
And reportedly, one of the reasons the Pelicans didn't take the Lakers' offer was because the Pelicans wanted four first-round picks.
No, I heard they wanted six...
Even more, yeah. Apparently, ridiculous.
And 6 round picks.
Yeah, a ridiculous amount. It was that exact package we talked about last season: Ingram, Ball, Kuzma, Hart, Zubac, and a first. Except it was that plus a fuck ton of other picks.
It was Kuzma, Ingram, Rondo.
Oh yeah, they even
Stevenson.
Rondo would.
They're gonna send.
What team were they going to have left? Is what
have
I
no
want to.
I mean, they would have
the call
AD
up,
and
call up guys from the G
what's
League.
What's this guy? Because they're going to
Pope.
They're going to
Caldwell
trade him
Pope
with
would still be there, and Beasley would have still been there.
When the Pelicans attached him to
Solomon Hill, who he has a really bad contract because, I mean, if you look at the number, it's not absurd. It's not like $20 million, but if you look at his production, he only scores like 4 points a game. It's kind of ridiculous. But
so they really wanted to get rid of him. Like,
yeah,
okay,
that's
here's our chance.
That was the season of 16 for you. All those people that got overpaid. But anyways, we kind of went off topic. But one of the reasons
I forgot what we were talking about
Kyrie not re-signing. Yeah. One of the reasons AD reportedly doesn't want to go to Boston is because there's growing uncertainty that Kyrie won't resign there.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it earlier. New York has a really tantalizing destination. They got a lot of money. They got a lot of assets lined up. So, and the front office finally looks competent for the first time in 20, 30 years. So, you know, we'll see.
yeah, maybe they'll land there and they can sign another. I mean, with those two big contracts, I don't think they have a cap space to sign another one, but they can have role players, you know, mid-season, next season. But that just depends if they can land those big names. The Lakers also have a lot of cap space. So Kyrie can end up playing back with LeBron if he really wanted to. How bad would that be for his legacy?
I don't think it'd be bad. It's just,
I think it'll be pretty bad.
I don't know. We'll see.
I think it'll be pretty bad. It'll be cool. Like, I would honestly like seeing Kyrie, you know, playing with LeBron again. And them signing, you know.
How about LeBron? How about LeBron goes to Boston?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I would actually hate that.
The Lakers would never.
I would despise that.
Does he have a trading option with this?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Highly doubt it. Could you imagine just trading LeBron, like, middle of the season without saying anything?
It's like, oh, yeah. I want to get rid of you. They're right. You are toxic.
Yikes.
Damn. Sorry, LBJ.
Yeah. What else going on around the league?
John Wall tears his Achilles going down the stairs of his home.
Reportedly slipped and fell and tore his Achilles.
He was like walking in the dark or something. Like, how do you tear your Achilles?
Or
like,
he was running from a ghost, maybe. You never know.
Maybe he's that.
Or a wizard, perhaps.
A wizard?
And
it was Brandon Beal.
Bradley Beal. Like, holy shit, what are you doing here? No, that's what it was. He went to take a shower. He opened the curtain. Beal was behind the curtain and he's like, what the fuck? And he slipped.
Already,
yeah, he was like, ah! And he's running to get his towel and he slipped and tore his Achilles.
Bradley Beal in a towel. Like, yeah, he just slipped.
I don't know what happened.
Oh my god. But Morris leaves and he gets waived. Lakers talking about picking him up.
That'd be decent.
And we're talking about Morris Jr. here.
Yeah, because now they have that distinction. I think Markieff Morris, the senior, the one on the Celtics. He's a lot better than his brother. Not a lot better, but I think he has a more refined game. But
yeah, especially in the defensive end. Yeah. But let's see what happens to him. Still nothing on Carmelo, but he still might get picked up.
Yep.
Just waiting on buyouts.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. More than likely, he'll end up on the Lakers too. Just real quick, I wanted to circle back to the John Wall thing, because before this happened, Otto Porter wasn't on the market. He's one we didn't mention. He got traded to Chicago for Jabari Parker and Bobby Portis, and I think like one or two picks. They were firm in, we're not tanking, we're not doing this, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
And now that you don't have Wall for 12 months, he's out 12 months.
That's for another year.
The sucky part about this is apparently the whole reason he was out earlier in this season was to avoid an Achilles tear. He had surgery in his knee or something, and apparently he had some sort of bacterial infection that kind of like weakened his muscle fibers that made it tear easier.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's what I've read. I don't know how true that is.
Unhealthy.
But that sucks. And he's gonna be getting paid upwards of $39 million, $40 million.
It's a huge contract.
Supermax contract.
Yeah, because he's been there forever.
So yikes. Sorry, DC.
Yeah, basically, dude. You guys are going to stay trash until, like, 2022.
See, you can't go to DC. You can't root for the Wizards.
Yeah, I know, man. I feel bad for them because, damn, dude.
They suck.
They're so bad.
Their coach sucks. Their front office sucks. Their colors suck. Their arena sucks. Their fans suck.
Yeah. You know, that arena empty.
Yeah, man.
All the time.
Their logo sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, I just
let's
don't.
Let's just make a new team.
I just don't like Washington. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. But whatever.
Move them to Seattle. Let Seattle have their old team back. And move Minnesota to the Eastern Conference.
Really?
Yeah, that's my say.
Damn, how would the Wolves be in the East? They'd be like a fifth seed. Sixth seed. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the thunderstorm right now.
Ooh.
We're talking about Oklahoma City, Paul George, averaging like 39 points in the last 10 games. He scored 43 points on us that game I went to. And that was ridiculous. He was, I think, 10 for 15 in the three-point line or something like that. Like, he was
low-key making an MVP case.
He is.
Because he's leading the team. They're way up there in wins. Like, first, second, or third seed. One of those, I forget.
And Russ lowering
his shot attempts. Yeah, he's kind of
doing a huge
clearly deferring to Paul George because he gets it through his head that they're better than him.
Yeah.
He's finally grown.
Yeah. He's still averaging 21.7 points a game.
11 rebounds, 11 assists. He's averaging a triple-double for the third year in a row.
That guy is on his 11th year, and he's still doing that.
Mm-hmm. And he's
one of the best guards in history.
For sure. No doubt about it. And he's chasing right now just how Harden's chasing Wilt's 30-plus consecutive points a game record. Russ is chasing his consecutive triple-double record.
Yeah.
So he's pretty close. Right now, he just passed Michael Jordan. Yesterday was his eighth straight game with a triple-double. And Thunder are looking good, man. Paul George has a Defensive Player of the Year, like, argument to be made. He's leading the team to one of the top seeds, playing out of his mind, super efficient. Thunder look really good, man.
Thunder are looking great. They won 10 out of their 12 games right now. Playing very well.
Yeah.
Playing very well.
Stupid well. Step into the Thunderdome. So,
thunderstorm. Let's see how they close out the season.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, they were looking rough in the beginning. So, I hope Russ gets a ring one day.
Me too.
And Paul George, too. More Paul George. But, yeah, man.
They've been stuck
for a bit. I mean, they went against the Heat
like
6 years ago. But
they were too young. They were too young at that time.
Yeah. That was with KD, James Harden, too, and Russ.
And another, like, one thing to consider is that even though they were young, a lot of people had them as the favorites over the Heat to win that series.
No, that was an obvious win. We beat them 4-1. Like, it was...
Oh, you're totally right.
Yeah.
I'll cut that.
Another thing that happened, last thing, All-Star picks were live broadcasted. There was some tampering going around because LeBron chose AD to be in his team. But also, Giannis and LeBron agreed to trade Russ for Ben Simmons for the solo reason of Russ and Embiid to be on the same team.
And Paul George, too. Apparently, because they were on the opposite teams. Paul George, he was like, oh, I told him, you're so lucky because I was going to lock your ass up.
That's pretty funny.
But that's cool that now Russ is on the same team as both Paul George and Embiid. Maybe they'll get along now.
Nah, I doubt that.
They got to pass. Even when Russ and KD were, like, having their no-talking phase and they're feuding.
Yeah.
Even they, like, threw a lob to each other.
No, definitely. But like, they're going to be against each other.
That was one of my, that was one of the most wholesome, heartwarming part, like, times.
Oh, yeah.
When he did that. And then everyone on the bench was like, yeah! They're all cheering for them and they're both just smiling like little school kids. Dude, that made my heart. I was like, oh, that's so amazing. He
started crying tears. God damn it. I'm excited for the All-Star weekend, honestly.
Yeah. That was the last thing I wanted to talk about. The All-Star Legend Reserves
Dwayne Wade officially All-Star, as well as Dirk Nowitzki. Both complete legends, one of the best players in their respective positions of all time.
Yeah. Dirk, Hall of Famers.
Dirk's up there, and he's right next to fucking Kareem. He's only like 100 points behind Kareem for career points. He could theoretically break it if he plays out of his mind.
It starts like this energy just comes
out. Yeah, just like draining threes from Curry land, dude. It starts
fucking fading away.
But I'm super happy for D Wade and Dirk. One last dance, baby. D Wade said all he wants to do is throw that lob to LeBron.
That trade that they did with like Russ and Ben Simmons, Giannis is like throwing Wade in there, and LeBron was like, "Hell no,
dog."
Yeah, dude, they got to play one more time.
Yeah, so I'm not crying. You're crying.
I'm totally crying. we gotta watch that. What are you, Team LeBron or Giannis?
I guess Team LeBron. I have to be, right? I have to be. I love Giannis, but LeBron and Wade and.
It will be the...
And Kyrie. The
underdog, if Giannis...
Yeah, for sure. But we all know there's no defense. These things don't really matter. So they're all just out there to have fun. This kind of a celebration for the greatness of the league. But,
no, it is. And it's honestly great.
Yeah.
Way better than the fucking NFL Pro Bowl. That shit was lame, dude. Like, they literally, like, play in a backyard.
Yeah,
and
right?
And they talk shit. And I'm just like, what is this? And they're on, like, dad hats and shorts. It's so bad. But whatever.
I mean, they play an actual game too.
Yeah, they play it, and then that was like ridiculous. They started like, you know,
doing that. Yeah, exactly.
For like 40 yards, and I'm like, oh my god! The linemen were just walking to the running back.
It reminds me of those wide receivers. It reminds me of those things where like. This is gonna sound really bad, but like when they get like a kid with like cancer or something to run the ball, and all the players are like pushing them back. Stop. And the kid's like 6 years old, and they're all like pretend
and they tackle down.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, that's what it kind of reminded me.
God damn, charity work. That's so bad.
I'm not
that back. Concludes our episode.
No, wait. One last thing. Caris LeVert made also his return to the Nets after his gruesome ankle injury. That's insane. He made it back before the All-Star break. That wasn't that long ago.
Motherfucker. Yeah, dude. That was only 40 games ago. That was like half a season.
That's wild. Yeah, that he could recover that fast. He scored his first bucket. Got a standing ovation.
Yeah, dude. And he is hustling. Defense.
Looks fast out there.
Yeah, dude. He's rushing up and down the court whenever the ball turns over. So it's good to see him back. And the Nets have been on a tear, you know, this past month and a half.
Yeah, they really have. They're making a playoff push, so I'm excited to see them. And on the other side, how I always compare the Nets and the Kings to each other. Now that New Orleans is out of the race and the Clippers as well, you know, trading away Tobias and Boban, they're more than likely. They still have Lou Williams, and they still have, like, some interesting pieces, but for the most part, we could assume the Clippers are out of the playoff race as well. So that kind of leaves a spot for Sacramento to sneak in there. Yeah. So we'll see Sacramento and the Nets in the playoffs for the first time in, like, literally almost 10 awesome. Years.
I mean, if the Nets can knock out the Hornets and potentially us, they can make a good position.
Yeah.
I mean, they won't make it out of the first round for sure, but
they'll put some fight.
No, definitely.
And you know,
I think more the Kings. The Kings are scrappy, dude.
Yeah, they really are. I think the Kings are better, I would say, because De'Aaron Fox is better.
Yes, yes.
But I love both those teams, and
but they're so comparable. Russell actually made it All Star.
Yeah, he was voted into the All Star. I said it in the other
Oladipo.
Yeah, I said it in the other podcast. I really hope he made it because the guard spot was not that loaded, and it's an injury replacement, but it's an all-star nonetheless. I still count Dragic as all-star selection, yeah, even though he himself was a third string injury replacement. But
he played like 5 minutes.
He got a bucket. He got a bucket.
He did get a bucket.
Against the best players in the league.
Yeah, definitely. He's all our star.
Yeah.
He's our all star.
Any closing notes or statements?
No. You'll probably see us all star weekend.
Yeah. We'll discuss I'm disappointed Derrick Jones Jr. is injured because he can't participate in the dunk contest. He would have made a really good selection, but yeah, we'll have our reactions and what was I saying? Oh yeah. Yeah, so we'll let you guys know what we think, what was the best events, what we would have liked to see in the All-Star game, you know. Hopefully the dunk contest is really good. That's the thing I want to see the most pretty much every year. The dunk contest, the 3-point contest, and the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Everything definitely. Else is pretty secondary in my opinion, but
like the guard one.
Yeah, the skills challenge. I'm like, who gives a fuck about that? But
we can do a bounce pass.
The Rising Stars challenge looks interesting. I mean, the Rising Star game between freshman and sophomore between Team USA and Team World.
Oh, they actually have that? They're going to do that?
Yeah, that could potentially be a really good game also. But
yeah. Show off, like, you know, that secondhand talent.
Mm-hmm. But that's about it. I just want to say, if you guys haven't played Apex Legends, you should play that because it's really good.
Throw it out there.
Yeah, it's free. It's free to play on PC and Xbox and PS4.
If you're into that,
if you're into the battle royale experience with Titanfall mechanics, it's a little less realistic than PUBG, but more realistic than Fortnite with no bullshit building. So it's a fun game. You guys should give it a try.
Pretty good. Original-ish.
Original-ish.
I feel like it's original for what it is.
Yeah, they, I mean, they have like classes and characters.
Yeah,
so.
No, I feel like that. Pretty good game.
Pretty good experience.
Remember to follow us on our official ECHC on Instagram and Twitter. Stay tuned for episode 18, All-Star Edition.
All-Star Edition. Whoa.
Good to see you guys. See you next time.
Thank you for listening. Official HCHT. Catch you on the flip side.
Later. Thank you.